Okay, I guess we're ready to begin. Okay, hello. Okay. One of the fellows is making bris tomorrow. Comes to the shir, Ben Blumenthal.
Oh yeah? Where?
OZ.
What time? That's 3 days in a row that there's a bris in OZ.
Yeah, 10 to 7 is down there.
That's 7:20 to finish.
7:50. Where's the 7:20?
It's
going to
take
18 minutes. Yeah, Satoru takes a little longer. Okay, you ready? Okay. So we continue today with the third shiur in Inyanei Toichen. So the topic that we're going to discuss this evening is crushing bananas or other types of foods. Is that called toichen? Because the original toichen is grinding. You grind something. You take a grain and you grind it. You make it into the flour. Or we talked about cutting something up, dak, but that's disjoint pieces. What about you mash? You take a potato and you mash it. So it's not necessarily disjoint pieces. It's a different form than it was before. Is that nichlal in the iser of toichen or not? What we call risuk, banana, and ramistarf. That's the question. Because
it gets so soft, can't pretend it like wash.
Yeah, well, wash. Yeah. Yeah. So let's see. So if you just take a look for a second in the Sefer Tehila LeDavid on page 9. Tehila LeDavid is a classical achron. And it's funny, the Chiddush that he's quoted from him is not in the Guf HaSefer, it's in the Mafteach, on page 9, the Tehila LeDavid. So one of the classical Achronim. Chazanish also sometimes in the Mafteach he'll say a Chiddush. In the Mafteach, they quote from the Mafteach of the Chazanish, they quote from the Mafteach of the Tehila. So he says like this. He says in the third line, "Al kolpanim b'mrasik tapuach tzli, o kartapla, b'vusholim emes alachor lo tochein v'lo losh, shehaya guf echad v'nisharu guf echad." So he's saying like this: now you have a potato and you mash it, so it's still one thing, right? It's one potato now, so it's the mushed potato, mushed mashed potato. Or you take a banana. That's the common shayla. You have a banana and you mush it up. So you make it mushed. But why should that be toichen? Because toichen is either you grind or you cut into pieces. But here, so that's what the Tehila LeDavid says. You see, the Bach discusses a possibility of discussing whether something is a toichen or lash, but he's saying he thinks that when you merasik means to mush it up, a tapuach, that it's not toichen, it's not lash, because shaya guf echad v'nishar guf echad. That's what the Azoizok, the Tehila LeDavid. The Bach, however, on page 3, says differently. He says, what if something you have something that was crushed before Shabbos, and now you want to crush it more? You're not necessarily looking to get the juice out of it or anything like that, but you're crushing it more. So look in the
potatoes or something, mashed potatoes?
Yeah, it was mashed from before on Erev Shabbos. Now you're mashing it even more.
Okay. Mm. I don't remember the saying, "Ein tochen acher tochen."
Oh, so we said that last time, that "Ein tochen acher tochen." So let's see how what he says here. Look on the first wide line, the real wide lines that begins kach. In other words, something is already mushed from before, so it's already nitchan. Similar to what you're saying, Dr. Einstein. It's kimcha tchina tochen. It's already tochen. And the lush aspect, we'll wait when we learn the mloch of lush to understand what that means. But his word is that you mashed it up, so it's already tochen. And now you're gonna, so you're already doing more tochen than you didn't add anything. But says the Tila David, you see from the Bach, that mashing is considered tochen. And therefore, it was already tochen from before, because it was already mashed from before. And now you mash more, so you didn't do anything. But Tila David asks on the Bach, he says he doesn't know what he's talking about. He doesn't understand what he's talking about. Because that's not called tochen. That's what he starts off on page 9. Be'emes divrei habach tzorch biur. First of all, he doesn't understand. He brings lash and tochen together. But, okay, that's a separate thing. But then he says, but he doesn't understand. That he doesn't think this is tochen at all. Because even though it was mushed, it was nisrasek, mibod yom, but that's not necessarily nitchan. The case of a tochen achar tochen is you want to take a piece of bread and break it up into little pieces to feed the pigeons. So that piece of bread, when it was made into bread, well, you took a kernel and you made it into flour, and now you made it into bread, and now you want to take that bread and make it into little pieces. That's a tochen achar tochen. But here, he says, you never had a first tochen even. The Bach says, oh, you had a tochen Erev Shabbos, so now you didn't add anything. The Tila David says, you didn't have anything. In other words, the Tila David is not saying that, therefore, it's osur. He's just saying that it's not tochen b'chlal. The Bach is saying, they're both saying it's mutter. The Bach is saying it's mutter because you already nitchan, it already had a maisa tchina from before Shabbos. So ain't tochen like you said, ain't tochen achar tochen. The Tila David is saying it's nish tochen b'chlal. Because toichen is either you grind something or you make it into separate, disparate pieces. Here, you just crush, mush something. Mush something, nish taste toichen.
Why? Because you bring it together.
Because
you're pushing and bring it together.
Meaning, it's a banana. It's one piece now. And you flatten it out.
So what is it? It comes like lush?
No.
Not lush,
we're not talking about lush. It's not toichen. It's not toichen.
So
nothing. He's saying mutter.
Why isn't it lush?
Lush is a separate thing about when you're taking
lush
things.
Bring it together.
No, lush. You're taking.
Lush
is a separate malacha. Lush, you're taking a face. Flour,
two separate things,
and you're making it, and you're putting water in it. You're making
thing,
it into one thing.
Okay.
Here, you're just crushing something. You take a banana, you're crushing it. So what's the schlecht? What's the schlecht? So that's what the Tila David said. Meikora guf echad, v'achshav guf echad. That's what the Tila David says, and the Bach is also saying it's mutter, but he's saying because you already did a tchina before Shabbos, so ain't tochen achar tochen. But he's saying it doesn't. That's what he says. Oh, so that's the Bach. Now there's a tochen.
In what's the case of the Bach? Were you chopped it before Shabbos?
No, you mushed it. You mushed it before.
Or mush and mush.
Mush and more mush.
So an egg would be different. egg wasn't mushed before.
Yeah, we're talking about
mushing. You could break it up and then, let's say...
You're taking you're taking a banana.
Or an egg. Let's say, why not egg? You could mush them off.
What about chop and then mush, according to the Bach?
What is chop?
Tochein and then...
How? What'd you do?
You take a knife and cut it into little
pieces. You cut
pieces.
It, okay, right.
And then before Shabbos. Yeah. And then on Shabbos, you mush it.
So that's also... So he would say maybe that could be a problem. Because now you took... You have disparate pieces, but now each piece you did a maisa tchina. Could be he would only be makel if the mush and more mush, so he's saying he didn't do anything.
Till Lezavik would say it's no problem.
Right, no problem.
Mushing
is nothing. Mushing is garnished. Mushing is garnished. Okay. So now, let's learn together the Tosefta.
Is there one word for mush?
Morassic. Morassic. That's the word.
Morassic means
Riskin.
Riskin. It's a ribbon. You have a ribeye and a ribeye.
Yeah.
That's
no. The Gemara has, Shach likes to call this Gemara, Risuk Shelik. You take a snowball and you crush it till you get liquid. It's Risuk Shelik. Morassic means just to mush something. You take a snowball and you crush it.
Squeeze?
You crush it. Okay, let's look now in the Tosefta, in Beitz, page 5. Says it. A maraskin dvela ugrogros v'charuvim lefnehas kainim b'shabbos. So he says you're not allowed to be marasik dvela ugrogros v'charuvim. So these are types of dates and fruits and the boxer lefnehas kainim b'shabbos. We'll have to see why. So if you hold Marasik is Toichin, so maybe it's Toichin. If you hold like the Tila of David, so then what's the problem? So we have to see.
And Zakenim here refers to what?
Zakenim means the people who are going to be eating it.
Gotcha.
But you can take the handle of the knife, you know, it was a shinoi, and poke it with the handle. With eitz haporod, it's also a type of kli. Take the handle, the wooden handle. Ve'enu choshesh. So the question is, how does this Tosefta? So the simple reading of this Tosefta, Feistois, that there is a problem with being merasik, right? A maraskin. So l'chora, that should bring a raya to the Bach, right? So let's see. This Tosefta is quoted in Shulchan Aruch in the Ramah. And let's see how the Ramah brings it down on page 6.
With Neha Zakenim, that means here even Miyad.
Oh, that's going to be a big discussion. What that means, Lifnei Hazakenim. Oh, that's going to be a big discussion right now. Okay, so let's see in Shulchan Aruch. I have Karnam Ruh. So we're on page 6. Says the Mechaber. Hamechatech hayerek dak dak. See in page 6 in the Mechaber Yud Beis. Hamechatech hayerek dak dak. Chayv mishum toichem. So that's the din we've learned before. You take a vegetable, you cut it up. That's cutting. That's not, marasik. It's cutting. Dak, dak into thin slivers. That's toichin. So then he writes, Hagav, who adin to osur lachtoch grogros v'charuvim lifnei zakenim. So what did he do here, the Ramah? What he did was, he took the Tosefta, and instead of Merasek, at least he touched up that it's Chotech. Right? In other words, he says that the case of the Tosefta, Lachor, he's getting it from the Tosefta. Where else is he getting this Grogers Vecharuvim Lefnez Kanim? Right? That's where else is it coming from?
That Tosefta. He's learning like the Bach against the.
Meaning, so he's learning. No, so Lachorah, he's saying not like the Bach. Because according to the Bach, you don't have to say Lachtocht. Why don't you bring it down Kipshuto? Larasik. Because the Bach sheet is when you mush something, you mush a banana, that's toichen.
Right.
But.
So he's using the.
But if you hold like the. Right. But it could be, we'll have to see. Why does he change it to Lachtocht? Because it could be he holds that. That's Pshat in the Marasik over there. The Marasik is not the general meaning, what Marasik normally means to mush, but it means to cut. And therefore cutting, that's a problem, because cutting is toichin, because you're making one big piece into little pieces. But, so here, when he says over this halacha, he changes from Marasik of the Tosefta, and he says, Lachtoch, Grogos v'charum v'nezikinim. V'davka peiros v'chadom lezeh osur. But he says it's only peiros, because peiros, there was no tchina before. Havamuto lefara lechem lefnei hatarnegolim. That we learned last week. But if you have a piece of bread that was already nitchan, because it was to make the bread, you had to do tchina. So now you could take it into little pieces and throw it. The whole v'var nitchan ein lochosh ein tochen achar tochen. And then he says, "Cholzel omayri, ella bechoytech u'meniach." That's only if you're going to be choytech and you're not going to eat it right away. Am la'ochlo miyad hakol shari. But if you're going to eat it right away, then it's mutter, just like borer. That's the Tshuvas Harashba that we learned last week. That just like by borer la'alter is mutter, we learned so too toichen la'alter is mutter also. So this is the Ramah. So the simple pshat in the Ramah is he took the Tosefta and he made it from Merasek, or at least he touched the Tosefta to be Chotek. So now
there are different Gersois of the Tosefta?
There could be, I don't know if he necessarily had a different Gersa. I mean,
but that's the same thing.
But either he had a different Gersa or he just touched it up to being there. But let's learn the Mogen of Ram now. Let's learn the Mogen of Ram on page 6. Yudal. So he says that also lachtov mashen nirshem kan tziyun l'ramah oz dalad. You see, if you look in the tziyun l'ramah, and that apparently was the older editions, they told you where the Ramah was getting it from. It says beis yosef b'shem tosefta, and that was. They in the, probably the old editions, that was in the Ramah itself. You understand? So the question whether the Ramah wrote those things or someone added it in, but in the printing of the Shulchan Aruch, it said in parentheses in the middle of the Ramah that where is he getting it from, this thing, this statement? It's the Beis Yosef b'shem the Tosefta. So we learned the Tosefta. Good, we agree. That's where he's getting it from. Ze eino. But he says he doesn't think it's emes. Why? Takatayim b'tosefta ein meraskin. Because it doesn't say in Tosefta lachtoich. It says meraskin. Have merasik hu biyad shel kli. Now, what do you want to tell me? That maybe merasik is the same thing as chotech. That he's teaching. V'i amrinan de merasik hainu chotech. Kosher hech efshel lachtoich biyad shel sakin. He says it's very hard to say that, because then you have to touch the other part of the Tosefta that says you could merasek with the handle, so it's hard to cut with a handle. In other words, because cut with the blade, squeezing you could. Cut is not so. So that's why he doesn't like. In other words, if you're going to say that that's the Tosefta, that's the Pshat, he says it's. So therefore, what does he say? That marasik means to press, to mush. Like you take we're in page 6 here. So this is what we're discussing. We're discussing the following. We know there's a malach of toichin, that you can't take something and make it, either grind it or make it into little dak dak, in little pieces. The shaila is, what's the din to shmush something? To take a banana and mash it, mash. So we saw that the Tehillah L'David says it's mutter, because you didn't make it into separate pieces. It's one piece made kara, and now you're making it into it's also still one piece. But we saw that the Tosefta says that it's usur larasik. Here, the Tosefta on page 5, just take a turn for 1 second. It says ein maraskin the veil of the grogris for charuvim lufnei hazakenim. Ein maraskin, and marasik l'chorim means to mush. So the Ramah quotes it, but he changes it from marasik to choitich, because perhaps he's learning that, like that just to smush something is not a problem because you're not making it into. Oh, but the Magen Avraham says, but shteit marasik in the Tosefta. Says mashma marasik is awesome. So lachay nirali, back in the Magen Avraham. Lachay nirali, the marasik hainu kotesh bekoira. That marasik means to what? To mesh. Marasik means to mesh. Kemosh kosev b'shem shen chof, siv beis, to osur. El marasko b'yad shal sakin. So he says, so the Magen Avraham is learning, like what we said in the Bach, that there's an iser of taking one thing and mashing it, even though l'chora, it's still what, one piece, and the Tilo David says he doesn't understand anything that's one piece, so. And now it's still one piece. You take a banana, you shmush it, it's not a problem. But he's saying, but the Tosefta says it is a problem. So the Ramah touched up the Tosefta that marasik doesn't mean to mash, but it means to cut. But he says he doesn't like that pshat, because the Tosefta says you could do it with the yad, you could do it with a handle, and the handle, it's hard to cut with a handle. So it must mean you're just pressing.
You're not allowed to crush like a banana.
No, according to Ramah, l'chora should be okay. The Ramah only asks, says lachtoch.
What does it say?
Mashing. So the Ramah brings down the Tosefta lachtoch. Because it could be he held that mashing is mutter. Because mashing, watch the malacha of mashing. You take a banana and you press it. So what do you do? What malacha did you do? So that's why the Ramah says, but if you cut it into little pieces, then you did tochen. But the Magen Avraham says, but the Tosefta state marasik. Marasik haste mash, not cut. So the Magen Avraham saying that there must be an isser of taking something and mashing it. There's also a malacha. We have to understand it better, because the Tilo David had a taina, but it's still chaticha achas. It's instead of being one chaticha that's whole, now it's also whole, but it's just flattened. So says the Magen Avraham. We call Mokam nearly shadin emes. So even though the Ramah says the case of chaticha choteich, he says that's true also. That might not be the pshat in the Tosefta, but it's true that you're not allowed to cut fruit in little pieces. The also lach the grogis came and showed gidule karka. Kumosh ksafti. Masha, the name is Yochel Losok Kach Shari. Well, so So that's what the... So according to the Magen Avraham, it seems that it's... that mashing is also... mashing is also us. Oh. So let's take a look now in the Shvisas Shabbos on page 10. Yeah, Shvisas Shabbos is a classical sefer. Yitzchak Molson, classical sefer in Hilchos Shabbos, a free edikar. So he quotes from the Tila L'David on page 10, right, we saw. For Sefer Tila L'David, Simon Reish Nun Beis Bashmatis Kosovo Zer Divrei Abach Tzorach Bir. Lash V'tochen Him Shnei Chafachin To Lash Osem Yigufim Defrod Nigu Fecha V'tochen Osem. Yep. Hakan L'shono. So he says, Eshel Omar, look at the first word in line, it's the afalpi. The afalpi shenasu ashumim mechubarim al yidei hadikho mikol mokam heim kiblila rakav eini tolim kol kach ka'achs mashi enkin tampukai adom avusholim shosu gufechar al yidei hamiyuch ve'enu muchrach de mikol mokam heim nefradim bekal. So he says a svara like this, that maybe when something is mashed, see, if you have a banana, so you pick up part of the banana, you hold one side of the banana, you pick up the whole thing. Once it's mashed, you can't do that anymore. You're going to pick up part of the banana, the rest of it's not going to come with it. So then, maybe, even though there's no necessarily air spaces between the two things, but now you view it as separate pieces. Because you can't, in other words, this is one piece. I pick up here, the whole thing comes up. But by at a banana, I pick up, the whole thing comes up. But once it's smashed, you can't do it anymore. So then maybe that's the pshat, that something that's
you don't have a body anymore.
So that's like chatichas ketanas, even though you didn't make it to chatichas ketanas, you just marasik. Because even by mash, even though it's not chatichas ketanis, but we view it as if it's chatichas ketanis now. Because when you take a banana and you press it, that's like so now you can't pick up the piece together. So you view it keilu it's chatichas ketanis, and that's what the Tiferes Yisrael. Take a look at the Tiferes Yisrael on page 12.
The matias aren't always the case, though, right? Like if it's wet, it'll stick together in one piece, even if you smush it.
Oh, so we'll start. We're going to talk
about kartoffel smubushalim. You know that's you have like a cooked potato and
right.
You make mashed potatoes from it.
Yeah. Oh, so let's see. Take a look in the Tiferes Yisrael for a second on page 12. It says, Oser l'rasek kartoffel buvusholim oshar machol mishum tochim. So he writes beferish that you can't be merasek on Shabbos. Rak by you merusokim tzas mutulig morisukim, like we saw in the Bach. But if it was merusok before Shabbos, they say the potato was mashed from before Shabbos, you can mash it even more on Shabbos. But if you had a whole potato, right, you have a whole potato, and on Shabbos you wanna mash it, you can't do it.
Put it on your plate.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
What,
Oh.
What does that have to do with the Kli or not?
Where are you? Where are you reading?
Right, the piece over there. Cut off the same piece.
Also, Lul of Dovah Shein HaChofetz. All of the Lushal Matzo Gvina. The Machteshes. The Havali Uvd in the Chol. Uvd in the Chol. Lechem Biyodah. The Kevin Shaloy Yom Kli. Ain't Tochen Acher Tochen. No, he's saying a Kli is a problem because it's Uvd in the Chol. But by a piece of bread, you can do it with your fingers.
He says, "Keep the way have."
He
should say, "I'm a mutter the far lechem yad," because there's no tech after tech. It has nothing to do with it.
Yeah. Now look for a second back in the Mogen Avraham on page 6. So the Mogen Avraham said Risuk is us, but the last line he writes, Umashma the Lefnei Misha Yochel Leloso Kach Shari. Because why does it, like Rabbi Voren said before, why does it say Lefnei Hazkenim? Right, the Tosefta talks about Lerasik Lefnei Hazkenim. Why is Lerasik Lefnei Hazkenim? Because so the Mogen Avraham teaches, because the Zakenim, they can't eat. They have to eat crushed up. Right? They can't eat a full piece like that. But it's Mashma, someone who can eat, but he wants to crush it up. But he could eat it even whole. Then it's Mutter. So it's only Osir Lefnei Hazkenim, says the Mogen Avraham. Because the Zakenim can only eat it if it's Marusuk. But if it's not Marusuk, then they can't eat it. But say someone who's younger, who's not a Zakein, and he can eat it either way, then for him, you could even do Marasik. Because you're not making it Roy Lachila through the Mashim. That's what the Shtei Nemogen Avraham. Mashim Lefnei Misha Yochel Losu Kach Shor. So the Chazon Ish on page 13 has a discussion on this inyan. There's a discussion on this Mogen Avraham. So the question is like this. Let's take a look. Aval. The paragraph that begins Aval. Aval Yitochen Shamogen Avraham Poshut Befiv Delfnei Zekenim Whose Kenim Hamasubim Lechol. You see, the question is like this. According to Mogen Avraham, you see, this is what Dr. Einstein said before. L'chora, you see from here that there's no heter of la'alter. Because if you touch up l'fnei zekenim, that the zekenim were there ready to eat, and afal pi kein it's osur, so l'chora, it means that there's no heter of la'alter. There's no heter of la'alter. So the Ramah, what is the Ramah going to do? Because the Ramah says that it's mutter la'alter. He says, V'divrei amor shasiyem d'lecho la'alter mutter koya alechem v'yerek. Avalo koya grogus charum v'nei z'keinim. Shrei behedya amru v'nei z'keinim. Kein tzorch tam lam osru v'nei z'keinim. V'al zeh kosov amogan avram d'emes l'uskob t'osef t'chituch rak tisha. V'zeh nicha d'ein kan heter d'somuch l'achilo. Ich mag um lo mit der Gitoch von diese keine Mutter kam du so mach lachil. So you want to say like this, that maybe one could be machalik, that if you're doing Gitoch, you see, which is more of toichin, mashing or cutting? So the Chazon Ish says that mashing is more chomer than cutting. Because what's the original toichin? Original toichin is you grind a kernel and you make it into flour. So that's like mashing it. You're grinding it up. You're not cutting it. So if you do a maisa chituch, so we say, since it's in small pieces, it's ki'ilu, it's also toichin. But that toichin, says the Chazanish, maybe we can be mater la'alter. Maybe we can be mater la'alter.
Why, it's only in the Rabbana?
It's still the Raisa, but it's more of a tolda, it's not the etzem ha'malach. But koitesh, the Chazanish says, we were discussing, maybe koitesh is not a problem. Chazanish says, fakert, koitesh is more chomer. Because that's similar to the original malacha of grinding. And that's going to be also even la'alter. Because what's the case in the Tosefta? Also, la'aseik lefnei hazkenim. So there's kenim adah. So it's la'alter. And afal pikin, it's also. So that's what the Chazanish says.
They completely reject the Tehillah of David.
Yeah. He says, "I'm talking about my portion. If the face came, who's came to soup him lechem?" And therefore, he says that it's more chomer. He says, the same paragraph, Aval, go further down. Aval, Zek Kosov, a Mogan of Ram. First word in line is a Mogan of Ram. There was the Tosefta didn't speak about Chituch, it spoke about Ketisha. So that's very good. Because the Chazanish wants a Taina that maybe for Chituch you have a Heta La'alter. But Ketisha is more chomer, you don't even have a Heta La'alter. And it makes a lot of sense. I think the way some explain is like this. Because Chituch is really a Maisa Achila. When you eat, you cut. You cut food to eat. So then, anytime you're cutting, if you do a La'alter, like Rav Gutman said, that's called part of the Maisa Achila. But Ketisha is not really a Maisa Achila. You don't, that's not the way you eat, by being Koitish. You koitish from beforehand. Lachtoich is when you eat, you cut the chicken, you cut the meat, you cut. That's part of the Maisa Achila. So therefore, any time you do chituch la'alter, that's not toichin, because that's considered Maisa, that's derech Achila. But for them, but there's Canaan, so he says, he's talking about that you what? Marasik. Right.
Like normal is cutting.
Right.
If it's Canaan.
So he wants to say that no, but because the derech of Ketisha is normally when you make something in advance. Like you want to make bread, so you take the grains and you grind it. You koitish it. The derech achila is not, koitish is not really a derech achila. So koitish, the Chazanish held, is also even la'alter. That's why the Tosefta says, that's how the Chazanish touches up the Tosefta on page 5. Ein maraskin dvei l'grogus charuv v'nei zekein b'shabbos. Look on page 5. Ein maraskin dvei l'grogus v'charuvim v'fnei hazkeinim b'shabbos. So the Chazanish says, like the Mogad Ram, stafka marasik. So then there's not a heter of la'alter. If it be choytech, then that's derech achila, as Rav Gutman pointed out, that would be a mutter la'alter. Because l'chora, the case of the Tosefta, is la'alter, because it's l'fnei hazkeinim. It's l'fnei hazkeinim. Beemes lohuska betosef chituch raktishov. Zen nichen te ein kan hetter de samach lachila. Veish makom lomad chituch vnei zkeinim mutter kevedu samach lachila. But he wants to say that chituch for the zakenim, that would be mutter if it's samuch lachila. Whereas if the zakenim would cut it into little pieces, that would be us. The Tosefta only asked what? Risuk. Because risuk is not a maisachila. Even if you're doing it la'alter, that's nishna maisachila, that's toich.
But it says you could do it with a shinoi?
Even for the
zakenim? Dafka for the zakenim.
It's not a maisa achila, because that
right even for the right.
That's how they eat it.
Right,
they smush it and then they eat it.
Right, because that's not the normal derech achila. That's not called derech achila. But even for
this is the derech. Don't have a different one.
Yeah. So Yitain is that that's the.
It's not derech achila because they can't chew it. A regular person can chew it.
You want to see the... Because... And I write, his kainim aren't even doing the kitush. In other words, people are doing it for them. In other words, that's... kitush, risuk, is usually a preparatory thing. So here you have to do it for this kainim.
Yeah, just like for a kid, you chop up
the... Oh, so look at the next arrow, you see? Look at the last paragraph, page 13, the bottom. The bottom of page 13. On the left side, the arrow, the bottom arrow. Says the Chazon Ish, Nimtzeinu lemeidim tishchitos bananas lefnei hatiknokos b'shabes she'enim yicholim lilos hafilu l'achila l'alter ein kan heter shel harashba. So as the Rashba says that there's a hetel out there by toichin, so he says that by if you have to crush something, that's mochomer, and you don't have a hetel out there. So by a shinoi, if you do it b'shinoi, that could be okay.
What do you mean b'shinoi?
In other words, you take the you take the you turn over the knife and you take the handle.
The handle.
You hit it with the handle.
Why does it make it okay?
What?
Why does it make it okay?
It's what it should be derabanan.
It's a shinoi.
Shinoi. You're saying by shinoi you usually make something from a deraisa derabanan, and here the Tosefta says yeah that it's okay. So the Chazon Ish. And then look at more what he says on page 14. Le'inyin chiv tochein ein nafkuse ben dover yovei shemispari l'sisim nifradim uven dover rotov shemisbadi b'chinoso l'gush av. In other words, he's saying, what's keeping it together? Why is when you smush something it doesn't go into little pieces? Because there's moisture. That's keeping it together. He says, but that doesn't count. In other words, if you had something that doesn't have that moisture, it'll just be separate pieces. Here, it's also considered separate pieces. Because, it's not separate pieces. It's because the moisture is clinging it together, but like you said before, if you would pick up part of it, the rest of it wouldn't come along with it. So Mamela, that's what he paskins. So the Chazon Ish says that any time you do risuk, it's osur, even la'alter. Even la'alter. And even for zkenim. And even for children. Even for... You can't mash a banana. Only for somebody, the Magen Avraham says, for somebody who could eat it as it is, then the Magen Avraham is mekel. If he could eat it either way. Okay, so this is the... No, because this is not... We're not giving a heter because we need to help the... The Lord is like this. If you could eat it anyway, so you're not really accomplishing anything by mushing it, because you could have eaten it the other way. So you're not shuffling anything. But for somebody who can't eat, and you're making it edible, so you accomplish something. So there's more of a malacha. It's more of a malacha.
What about for...
This is not... we're not saying, oh, you want to say it should be a chesed, we should help him out. No, but there's a malacha. That makes it a malacha. Because now you made it roi lachila for him. That makes it mocha, erger, mochamer.
What about for a group, you know, of the regular people and kids?
Oh,
and
one second. One second.
I'm going to make mashed potatoes.
Now, you take a look. Take a look. Rav Moshe, in the Tshuva on page 19, he argues with the Chazon Ish. He argues with this Chazon Ish. He says, the question here on the bottom of the right side, he says, Ha'im muter limoch l'rasek bananas. See on the bottom right. So he says, Tshuva, Hine pashtus loshan ha-ramo b'chatek rogers ha-haruvim v'tein z'kim sh'osu b'tosefto u'davke b'choteach u'maniach. Ha'va lo'och lo miyad ha-kol shori. So he says that any time it's la'alter is mutter. What? What do you mean?
That's the way to do it right
now. Yeah.
Then he needs to address the Tosefta. He needs to answer away the Tosefta.
Right? Yeah, he has to answer the Tosefta. So we'll see in a second how he's going to answer the Tosefta. He says Lefnei Hazakenim doesn't mean that he's there eating it right away. Lefnei Hazakenim means he's preparing it for the Zakenim. It doesn't mean that the Zakenim are right there ready to.
Shelfnei Hazakenim Shetanya Shosu Hulaniach Lachazman. After Mogan Avram Befak Bechad Lechum Yad Gam Beit Shosu Kozu Lizoyer. So he says. So he says that he doesn't think that Lefnei Hazakenim is out there, and that's what he quotes the Prima Gadim held also, that Lefnei Hazakenim doesn't mean la'alter. In other words, the Chazon Ish Taich Lefnei Hazakenim. Meant the Zakenim were there, ready to. He says, if there's Zakenim, means that it's for the Zakenim.
Can't we make Dayak in a Mishnah or a Tosefta? What does the Tosefta need to put those two words in there?
No, it means. Because it's saying that you're doing it for the Zakenim who can't eat otherwise. But it doesn't have to mean that the Zakenim are sitting there ready to eat.
Why does it matter that they can't eat otherwise?
Because then you're accomplishing something, like we said before, as opposed to like the Mogen Avraham said, if somebody could eat it either way, then you didn't accomplish anything. He says, "Lachein." Look at the bottom paragraph on the left side. Lachein. Lo shayich lesser risuk abanonis kedalachil atinokus somuch lachliloso. So Moshe argues, and he says anything that's la'alter, like the Ramah, like the Tshuva Sarashpa, anything la'alter is mutter. So if you want to give the child a mashed banana, so you do it, and then you give it to him. It's mutter. Chazon Ish held not that way. Chazon Ish held that if it's risuk, is erger. Risuk is mochomer. And there's no heter, because risuk is not derech achila. But Rav Moshe said, no, there's no chiluk. Rav Moshe is not mechalik between choytech and merasik. He holds la'alter is always mutter. La'alter is always mutter. But then he says, he thinks, risuk bananas nirash ein lesser af l'shita sachazanish, ein l'hatir af somoch l'achila bedakdak b'tchina mamish, de'inya t'china huk sh'osu peirurim resisim dak. He said, in other words, the Chazanish says that if it's, see, the Chazon Ish's word is like this is the way they say it over, I think Rav Gutman, if you do choytech something,
then even if a little piece is dak, but if you do it la'alter, that's all called maisachila. Because that's how you eat. You eat by cutting. You cut the meat, you cut this, you cut that. But when you koitesh or marasik, that's not derech achila. When you take a kernel and you make it into flour, that's not derech achila, that's preparatory. That's before. So that's not derech achila. So even though you did it in a hechi timtza, that you did it la'alter, there's no such thing as a heter la'alter for risuk and kitush, because that's the ikar malacha. That's the hachana. So even though you're doing it in a way that you could eat it la'alter because you're doing it to a banana, there's no heter. Rav Moshe says no, there's no chiluk that toichin is mutter la'alter. It means chituch, risuk, anything. But then Rav Moshe says he thinks even more. He thinks that even though the Chazon Ish is machmir, that there's no heter of ketisha la'alter, but he thinks banana is not osa. Even the Chazon Ish is mater banana. Why? Because a banana you're not making into little pieces. So it's just you crushed, you mushed it. That's not toichin b'chlal. So he says that even if you want to say that there's no, even if you want to say the Chazon Ish is right, that there's no heter by risuk, but that doesn't apply to a banana, because yeah,
and it would be so the Chazon Ish is going on what, a kartoffel,
the Chazon Ish is going on banana also.
What
he's saying is like this. Even if you want to grant the Chazon Ish that he wants to be mechalik between that the heter of la'alter is only cutting but not kotesh, but he thinks that kotesh should only be when you kotesh something and you make it into little pieces. Like you take a kernel and you make it into flour, so you're making it into little pieces. So that I understand, there's no heter of la'alter. But by a banana, even though Chazon Ish asked a banana also, but Rav Moshe says he did. In other words, even if you want to grant the Chazon Ish to make that chiluk between la'alter and some in chituk versus that, but he thinks that banana is not toichin b'chlal, because banana is not into chatichas. So that's not kitush, that's not risuk at all. That's nothing.
So why would Chazon Ish use it as an example?
No, because the Chazon Ish disagrees with Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe is not saying that I think the Chazon Ish agrees. He's saying, I'll give in to the Chazon Ish on one thing, but the other thing he says, I can't even... But the Chazon Ish said it on both. The Chazon Ish said both things. The Chazon Ish said both chumras. The Chazon Ish hold to crush a banana on Shabbos is kitush, and it's also la'alter. Rav Moshe is saying, okay, I can understand he is mechalik between kitush and chituch, that chituch is mutal alter, not this. But this is not even... But the Chazon Ish didn't say that. Chazon Ish was machmir to say that this is called, even though you mush it, that's called chatichas. Because what's keeping it together is only the moisture. So even though you look at it, it's not little pieces, it's one piece that's mushed, that's like separate pieces. Because if you'll pick one piece up, the other piece won't come along. So what's putting it together now is the liquid. But that's, it's still considered like separate pieces. So the Chazon Ish held that risuk banana, if you want to give your child mushed banana, do it on Erev Shabbos, not on Shabbos. And Rav Moshe says, no, you can do it on Shabbos, as long as he eats at the altar. And the Chazon Ish was machmer in that.
Was he machmer, but he was a machmer on an average adult.
Yeah, he wasn't, right. He was machmer for on...
Zakenim.
Yeah.
We pass him like Rav Moshe?
Well, depends where you're from. If you're from... you know, different people pass in different ways.
How about Yantif?
He says, "V'chein lo shayich lesser risuk bananas kadei lahachil latinokis somach lachiloset. A risuk bananas nirish in lesser af l'shita sachazon ish." Meaning, he doesn't mean that the Chazon Ish is masking. It means even the Chazon Ish on the other really should agree, even though he doesn't. Dei lahatir af somach lachilah bedakdak b'tchina mamish. The Indian tchina who can. Shenasu peirurim resusim dakin tchinas kemach lechadome. Ze iyef shalasos of de mazlir kaf. Halusha rak haticha achas. Hashanasa Rachma Od Lachos Harbig. So that's what he's saying. Mashkosov Fachin Lob Mover Mashkosov the Shkitas Bananas Lane Tinos Shops Iki Surt Chino. That's what he says. And if you take a look, yeah, but he would be masking if you would take the if you would like Rav Grumman said, if you would take the bottom of the
knife.
The knife, that would be a heter. I mean, the Chazon Ish Chora might be part of it is toloi on how do you teach lifnei hazakenim. What does it mean lifnei hazakenim? Does lifnei hazakenim mean that the mamish is sitting there, the zakenim? And lifnei hazakenim? Well, lifnei hazakenim means for the zakenim.
It should be b'shvil.
Yeah,
Rav Moshe's taich is a little more schwer, no?
Yeah, of the Tosefta.
Yeah.
See, Rav Moshe had a different. Rav Moshe was much more into Svara than the Chazon Ish. So if the Svara didn't stim with Rav Moshe. So even though the words might be better for the Chazon Ish, so he would taish it differently. Moshe had a different. Rav Moshe was much more svara. Rav Moshe was a very big thing, and so he would mechadish new things. Chazon Ish was more. This is what it says. This is the this is the calculations, and that's it. Like the Erev, for example, Chazon Ish held if you have buildings. Together, that's a Rishus Hayachid, because all the buildings are a Matsura. If you walk out here, you have a Rishus Hayachid, because you have a buildings on this side, buildings on that side, Rishus Hayachid. Rav Moshe says, it doesn't make sense. How can you have a metropolis that's a Rishus Hayachid? So therefore, you have to say some other pshat. So same thing over here. Lefnei Hazakenim, state Lefnei Hazakenim. So that l'chora, that's what Chazon Ish is tied. Now you could still argue that there was that. So Rav Moshe I'll grant that to the Chazon Ish, that Levnei Hazakenim. But he still thinks that the case of this Tosefta is when it goes into little pieces. But the banana case, the masher banana, Rav Moshe says that's not even toichen, and the Chazon Ish says that's toichen. And not only it's toichen, but you don't even get a heter of the altar. It's super toichen. Where Moshe says not even toichen at all. Chazon Ish says, no, this is the worst type of toichen. Because it's dumya to the ikar malacha of grinding. So you're taking one thing and you're smashing it. That's what you do to a kernel. You're making a flour. Cutting is more kal.
So the eight or nine Rishonim and Achronim we've seen so far, only the Chazon Ish would go that far. Is that right? Here?
You mean what would the
Tzil David was more
Rashba? Well, Rashba he teaches up that the Rashba was only talking about Chituch, the Rashba who matters la'alter. So the Magen Avraham, it's hard to know what the Magen Avraham would say, because the Chazon Ish is teaching the Magen Avraham like him. And you can't say he's wrong. You can't. It's not. It says that Rav Moshe would say the Magen Avraham is only talking about if after you do the Ketisha, now it's separate pieces. But the Chazon Ish says it is separate pieces, because the Chazon Ish says if it's just getting the liquid is keeping it together, the moisture, but it's really separate pieces. And the biggest raya, I think that's quoted is that. If you'll pick up
part of the banana, the rest of it won't come along. So even though it doesn't look like a cantaloupe, you cut it into little pieces, you see it's disjoint. So and the mashed banana doesn't look like a cut up cantaloupe. Cut up cantaloupe, you see each piece is a separate piece. Here you don't see that. But Chazanish says that's oichet toichet. That's oichet toichet, because if you pick up one part of the banana, the rest won't come along. So this is a fundamental machlokes here. And there's a tshuva here also for the Mishkan of Yaakov, where he argues with the whole Rashba, because he says that he wants to bring a raya from the Gemara Shabbos Kufi Tes that the Maron used to do certain things before Shabbos, and he would cut up the Rav Chisda Parv Silk on page 15 before Shabbos. So why was he doing it before Shabbos? The answer is because he couldn't do it on Shabbos. Ad la'alt is mutter. So he wants a taina the Mishkos Yaakov that they're against the Rashba, that we shouldn't even paskin like the Rashba. But Lamaisa, there are more paskins like the Rashba. But maybe the whole Rashba, because like Chazlis, Poshe Pshat is the Rashba is against the Tosefta. Because if you want to say that, it's talking about Lalter. So Chazanish makes the tchiluk maybe between Chituch and Kitush. But the Poshe Pshat is, as Chazanish said at one point also, that maybe the whole Rashba is difficult to say ahead to Lalter because this Tosefta. The Tosefta says also Lefnei Hezekeinim. So that's what the Mishkan Yaakov says, that we shouldn't paskin like the whole Rashba because it's against the Tosefta. It's against the Tosefta and it's against the Gemara, because he says the Gemara says that he used to cut up the vegetables before Shabbos. So you could say he just did it because it's more convenient. But he wants a tie that he did it because on Shabbos it would have been usher. That's what the Mishkan of Yaakov says on page 17. He doesn't think we should paskin like the Rashba. But Lamaisa, the Ramah paskin like the Rashba. The Laalt is mutter. Says the Chazanish wants to say this chiluk, that the Ramah's heter is only by what? By chituch. But by ketisha is usher, even la'alter. And the mashing banana is like risuk, it's like tisha, and it's also even la'alter, unless you do a shiur. And that's Chazanish and Moshe Agur. So this is a fundamental machlokes of how you learn the Tosefta and the Magen Avraham. It's a gaval, you know, a whole, you know, and it shows a lot about the different approaches of learning, etc., of the Moshe and the Chazanish. Okay. All right. All right. All right.